Anne of Tokyo by Dr. Marcia Boyd Mitchell. Proverbs 31 verse 25 in the New Living Translation says, "She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future." Marcia begins her article far from Atlantic Canada. "I'm writing this," she says, "from my hotel room in Tokyo, Japan. I am amid a student recruitment tour for the school I work for, with Japan as my last stop. I've been in Seoul, South Korea, in Hong Kong, and also Shenzhen, China. This is my first time in Japan, and I'm learning about its history and culture. I'm reading about brave missionary initiatives before the 16th century that led to many converts in this country. Mission endeavors to expand Christianity have been both welcomed and prohibited here, depending on the season and history. There's evidence of missionary influence through the country, representing different denominational enterprises. As politics has ebbed and flowed, there's always been a faith flame flickering due to brave missionaries who made it their life's work to display Christ here. I had the opportunity to visit the Canadian Embassy while in Tokyo. Being asked to wait for my meeting in the library, I could see it was full of wonderful Canadian items. The most predominant memorabilia was of Anne of Green Gables. It would seem Anne is the most popular Canadian in Japan. It was a great way to connect during my meeting. After a little research, I loved finding out how the character Anne found her way onto Japanese bookshelves, so far from home. Loretta Leonard Shaw was born in 1872 in St. John, New Brunswick, to a family that belonged to the Wesleyan Methodist Church. She graduated school with honors and specialized in modern languages and education at the University of New Brunswick. The Missionary Society of the Church of England in Canada accepted her for service in Japan. Loretta picked up the Japanese language quickly and began teaching in Osaka at the Bishop Poole Memorial School for Girls. Education for girls was considered relatively unimportant at the time. However, during Shaw's period of service, the school's enrollment increased from 50 to 500 students. In 1932, she became the head of the Department for Women and Children's Literature at the Christian Literature Society of Japan. Meanwhile, Hanako Muraoka, a Japanese lady, was born in 1893 in Kofu, Japan, into an impoverished family. At age 10, she left her parents to attend the illustrious Tokyo Ewa Joaquin School that had been founded by the Methodist Church of Canada. She received an intensive English-Japanese-based education. Shortly after she graduated in 1913, she began to work in publishing. In the early 1930s, the ladies, Loretta and Hanako, met at the Christian Literature Society of Japan, which published and distributed spiritual reading material. In 1939, just before the breakout of World War II, Loretta gave Hanako a copy of Anne of Green Gables as a parting gift, in hopes she would consider translating it to Japanese. Unable to stay due to ill health and wartime pressures, Loretta quickly returned to New Brunswick. She passed away from cancer in 1940. After Japan attacked Pearl Harbor in 1941, Hanako found solace in the book Anne of Green Gables, with its pastoral green settings and Anne's passion for literature resonating with her own childhood. She began secretly translating the book into Japanese, being fully aware that she was at risk doing so. Hanako finished the bulk of the book during the war. The book would publish in 1952 when a publisher took a chance on L.M. Montgomery, an unknown Canadian author, to the Japanese. For this history of Loretta, Hanako, and Anne of Green Gables in Japan, credit is given along with thanks for the information found on the website anneofgreengables.com, where you can find a blog post by Agatha Grzewinski, titled How Anne Became Popular in Japan. Marcia continues, "While the novel does not present religious themes in a predominant way, the character Marilla does give Anne lots of moral advice based on scripture. Anne Shirley is depicted as a character with a vivid imagination, and throughout the story, she learns important life lessons, such as the value of friendship, forgiveness, and the importance of kindness. Japanese women seem to admire Anne Shirley's feistiness as an antidote to the sometimes passive norms for women in their culture. Anne of Green Gables has storied themes that stand the test of time and transcend cultures. May we teach our girls to be clothed with strength and dignity, like Hanako and Loretta. May they boldly face the path God has for them, no matter where in the world it takes them. And may they know, paraphrase Anne Shirley, that tomorrow is a new day to serve the Lord with no mistakes in it yet.